This is another edition of The More Abundant Life. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host. Glad you joined us today. We're going to present a message on the subject of building a family. That's what Pastor Phipps has prepared for us today, and he's going to get right to that message as soon as we hear a special song entitled Always.
You're feeling down, and it just seems your world is falling all around. No need to fear, I'll still be there to love you. Your friends are gone, and it just seems like you've been fighting all alone. I'll dry the tear, I'll still be there to love you, even though sometimes
to The More Abundant Life. We just heard music by Wintley Phipps entitled Always, and that's from the CD release entitled The Power of a Dream. Here now is our message for today.
From the very dawn of creation, God has looked not just for individuals, but entire families that he could bless. Has God blessed your family? The Bible has captured for us blessings that God has bestowed upon great families. We read of Abraham and how God blessed his family. But because God's word hides none of our human frailties, in scriptures, the triumphs and successes of families are often overshadowed by their failings and their failures. You think your family is dysfunctional. Wait till you read some of the accounts of families in the Bible. Makes your family look like the Waltons. The Bible is full of dysfunctional families. You think that illegitimate births just started. The Bible is replete with those kinds of experiences, and brothers and sisters being jealous of one another, not speaking to each other. Jacob and Esau. The Bible also speaks in families of rape, murder. I mean, a son getting an army to conquer his father and their army. His army, said. Amazing. The Bible speaks of deception in families. Isn't it interesting how when someone passes away, you have to really watch the inheritance? People start conniving and they become deceitful, trying to get the little of what's there. Brothers selling their own brothers into slavery. All of that's in the Bible. And then faking a violent cover-up, complete with fake blood, to help a grieving father get closure. And you think you had problems in your family. Family reunions are wonderful, but I've often said that some people don't need to go. Because it'll shock you how you're really connected to your family sometimes. As one man said in the movie, you might not be able to handle the truth. Someone once said a family tree is something you pay a little to have looked up, and then you pay more to have it hushed up. God must have known that we would need principles upon which to build strong families. Two psychologists once wrote a book that I often refer to called The Resilient Self. Children who come through difficult family situations often develop ways of coping. They develop ways of being resilient. And as they grow up, those resiliencies blossom into compensating gifts. I know that one of those resiliencies is a strong, passionate desire to build a family of your own when you didn't have one. I tell you, as I look back on our family, it's the stories, the experiences that we'll never forget. It's the family stories. I remember reading about the story of a family who had been forced to live in cramped quarters. God blessed them with a large new house. And somebody asked the little 10-year-old, said to him, "What does it feel like to have finally a family of your own?" Well, that little boy said, "I like it a lot." He said, "Now I have a room all to myself. Each of my sisters has a room of their own." And then he said, for a moment, he paused and he said, "You know, but poor mom, she still has to stay in the same room with dad." I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, Your pastor has been blessed with many honors. I have been blessed with so many honors and blessings in my life. Yes, some of you already know of some of the accomplishments that God has allowed me to have. Two very precious ones were to be there in the crowd that welcomed Nelson Mandela when he came out of prison. I was in South Africa. I was in that square. Another was to be the last one to sing Amazing Grace for Mother Teresa. But I got to tell you, the greatest accomplishment in my life is that this black man, with the help of God, has provided nurture for three African American sons. And I have worked with all my heart, and I'm not ashamed to say it, to make their mother the most supremely happy woman in the world. That's my greatest accomplishment. Someone once said, the flower which fills the world with fragrance is family affection. The family is a community of life where one can be confident of receiving care from others and concern from others. I gotta tell you, don't you count on people outside of your family sometimes to be there for you. Sometimes it's the ones who are closest to you. A normal family life is filled with love and acceptance and lots of good conversation, good attitudes. Somebody say amen. Amen. Honesty. A London magazine sent out 1,000 inquiries on the question, what is home? They received 800 replies. 7 gems were selected, and here's what they were. Someone said, home is a world of strife shut out and a world of love shut in. Home, the place where the small are great and the great are small. Home, the father's kingdom and the mother's world and the child's paradise. Home, the place where we grumble the most and are treated the best in spite of our grumbling. Amen. Home, the center of our affections, round which our heart's best wishes twine. Home, the place where our stomach gets 3 square meals a day and our hearts get 1,000 meals a day. Home, the only place on earth where the faults and the failings of humanity are hidden under the sweet mantle of charity. Brothers and sisters, the family was not designed by man. Man did not choose it. Man did not create it. Families were here when you got here. Hopefully that's how you got here. And families, praise God, will be here when we're gone. How does a family begin? People are trying to start families in all kinds of ways today. But I think Winston Churchill said it best when he said, it starts with a young man falling in love with a girl and a girl falling in love with a young man, and no superior alternative has been found. My favorite writer, and you heard us read it today, society is composed of families, and heads of families are responsible for the molding of society. One well-ordered family, well-disciplined family, tells more on behalf of Christianity than all the sermons that can be preached. The greatest evidence of the power of Christ, wow, is the family. Family is a sacred thing, grounded and rooted in the fatherhood of God. God is the source of all family, and the love that flows through the family comes from God. And because God is the source, there are no boundaries to the love that can flow in a family. Comes to the breadth and depth of affection and joy. God is the source, And that love is capable of getting deeper and stronger as the years go on. Through family, God gives to us a little bit of heaven on earth. Oh, praise his holy name. And if love in the family is so sweet on earth, imagine what it's going to be like in the kingdom. In the family, we have love and fellowship. In the family on earth, as in the spiritual realm, the greatest care in the heavenly family is shown upon the weakest here on earth. In other words, God pays special attention to the weakest among the human family. There is nothing more important than our family. Someone once wrote, "A nation will not be better than its homes." And that's right, isn't it? It is in the family that a child learns the lessons of character and purity. And you know, you don't need a big house to have a family. Amen. Families are built with words of love and kisses and hugs. Nowadays, there are more model homes than there are model families. We are living in an age, brothers and sisters, when families are falling apart all around us. The enemy has made families the special target of his hatred. Too many people today no longer see family as sacred and wonderful. Let me give you some statistics. You're not going to believe this. But in 1970, 70% of American households were comprised of married couples building families. Today, it's less than 50%. And in some communities, 90% of the children who live there have never seen a family. We who love God must work to maintain the sanctity and dignity of the family. Respect family. Have mercy, Jesus. One of the main reasons that you ought not bother with someone else's wife is that you respect family. Sometimes you have to tell someone, if you respect family, stay away from ours. Are you listening to me? We must build families where God is welcome, where angels are present. The devil knows if he can undermine the family, he can undermine society. And I believe that it is God's will, his general will, that children be raised by a loving mom and a caring daddy in a healthy relationship. No superior alternative has been found to that. There are people who are, we are living in an age where you're going to see some of the worst perversions that have ever been on this earth, and they will be calling them families. But a loving mom and a caring daddy in a healthy relationship. No superior alternative has been found for that. I believe, brothers and sisters, that what God wanted for his own son, he wants for every child. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus could have been raised by a single mother. She could have been, Mary could have been put away by an embarrassed husband. But that was not God's will for his own son, and it was not his will for your own son. Have mercy. That son of yours needs a loving daddy. That daughter needs a daddy who cares. There's no doubt in any of our minds that as a nation we are losing ground in this area. And I submit to you, America will never be the country it ought to be until it places greater emphasis on family. Building a family must be seen as the most important work that you could ever do. More important than your job is building a strong family. As the nation goes it goes the way of the homes. When homes are strong, the church is strong. Amen. When the homes are weak, the church is weak. And we are living in an age when families and marriages are falling apart. There are too many people who, because of sin, are drinking from the bitter cup of loneliness. There are too many people who are lonely that God never intended it to be that way. Have mercy, Jesus. More and more people are going home to empty houses, empty apartments at night. Families are feeling the squeeze of limited resources like at no other time in history. Families are being torn apart by strife more than at any other time. Families are haunted by the dark shadows of relationships that have failed, usually because of selfishness. We are living in an age when marriages are falling apart. Let me tell you something. A man who has a family has something worth dying for. Hallelujah! A man who has a family has something worth living for. Our children and our nation are facing challenges. We are living in a moment of truth in America right now. And let me tell you what the real question that we must answer as a society. The question is, are you ready for the question?
Yes.
The question is, can we as a nation build a society that is healthy and prosperous on a foundation of broken homes and single parent homes and fatherless children? We cannot. No society in the history of the world has ever successfully engineered itself out of the kind of mess we have on our hands today. When we were growing up in the 60s, somebody said, Pastor, you a young man. You were growing up in the 60s. Yeah, some of us were growing up in the 40s. But when we were growing up in the 60s in America, 66% of black children were being raised by two parents. Now it's down to about 30%. Did you hear what I just said? As marriage rates have dropped, we live in a nation where millions of children have been rendered fatherless. And fatherless by incarceration. Let's get real here. This is an area where I do a lot of work. 25 years ago, there were 300,000 people in prison in America. By the year 2000, it was over 2 million. Right now, thank God that He's given me the opportunity to educate my church this morning. Right now, one of every three African American males in America between the ages of 18 and 30 are in prison in America or supervised by the court system of the United States of America. One of every three African American males between the ages of 18 and 30. In the city of Washington, D.C., 75% of all men in Washington, D.C. will spend some time in prison. And of the 2 million in prison who claim to be parents, more than half of them are black. This phenomenon has created a crisis. Hallelujah, God says, preach this morning. Are you listening to me today? This phenomenon has created a crisis in urban families, the likes of which we've never seen before. Today, there are more than 2.5 million children in America who live with a parent in prison. And more shocking, listen, 75% of the children who will end up in prison will come from the children of those who are in prison. Children of prisoners are the forgotten victims of crime. Let me give some more perspective. Of the 2.5 million children with a parent behind bars. 75% of them are under the age of 12. Are you listening to me? You couple that with the fact that the average stay of a parent in prison is 7 to 8 years. So if the average age of a child who has a parent in prison is 8 years, and then the average stay is 7 to 8 years, that means between the ages of 7, have mercy Jesus, and the ages of 15 and 16, that most African American children will never see a father. And then you add to that, that 60% of those who come out are going to go back within a year and a half. Have mercy. Brothers and sisters, whatever we agree upon as the ideal of family, we've got to begin rebuilding the family. And God has impressed me to say this before I leave you. Sadly, we today are not much different than the world in the church. We have almost the same amount of divorces and broken relationships, broken homes. And then we want the kids to grow up all right. If you want to fix the children, you got to first fix the families. And today, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to ask God to give you a renewed respect for family, a renewed commitment to your own family. And if you don't have a family, mentor somebody, encourage some child to build a family of their own.
Well, that brings us to the end of the message for today, and just about to the end of our program for today. If you would like to access or obtain an audio copy of today's message, here's what you need to do. You can call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. And you'll want to ask today for program number 327, which will reference today's message, Building a Family. You may also email a request to the Seabrook Audiovisual Department at seabrookav@yahoo.com. Well, that is all we have in terms of time for today's message. This is Adrian Westney Jr. I want to wish you God's richest blessings. Join us again, though, for another program. But until you can, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life."
Give what's in your heart.